Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Aaron Smith, and I'm honored to lead us in this time of prayer and devotional. In our devotional for today, Jesus Calling, we look at what it means to wear God's robe of righteousness. I don't know about you, but as soon as I hear anything about wearing God's robe of righteousness, I immediately get a gut reaction. I think to myself, there is no way that I could ever wear God's righteousness. But that's where the Word of God comes in. Our devotional for today makes a powerful statement when it says, we couldn't purchase the robe of righteousness no matter how hard we worked or as long as we worked the rest of our lives. It was purchased with the blood of Jesus, is what the devotional says. And one of our passages for today in 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he made him who knew no sin, sin for us, that we might become the righteousness in him. I just can't even fathom becoming his righteousness, let alone wearing his robe of righteousness. Yet that's what the Word of God tells us today. And so what God did is he paid with the blood of Jesus the price that we may exchange garments. And through surrender to Christ, we may not only wear the robe of righteousness, but this passage says that we may become the righteousness of God. Again, when I hear that, it almost sounds like too much. And it is, unless God makes a way, there is no way that we can wear, or let alone become, my God, the righteousness of God. And he made a way for you and me. It's one thing to wear his righteousness, but it's a whole other thing to become his righteousness. We are right to think that we don't deserve to wear God's righteousness, the robe, let alone becoming his righteousness. It reminds me of when Peter said, Jesus, you can't wash my feet. You can't wash any of me. And Jesus said, unless I wash all of you, you will have no part of me. Yes, we're right to think that we don't deserve to wear anything that God gives us. Yet he gives it to us as a gift when we surrender our lives to him. But when we include God in our lives and in our plans, in our studies, in our work, in our prayers, in our relationships, in our dreams, our hopes, and aspirations, it's a different story altogether. We are able to wear the righteousness of God, not only on us, but in our hearts. Isn't it true that in our daily lives, we just wear so much? We wear stress and we wear worry. We wear our stuff. We wear other people's stuff. But what God wants us to wear is light and gives us freedom and gives us fulfillment in our lives. And God invites us to exchange whatever we are wearing for his robe. He handpicked one for you and for me. And there's nothing that you look better in, brothers and sisters, than the robe, the garment that God picked out for you. Won't you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, thank you for clothing us with your righteousness. Even though we don't deserve it, even though we didn't do anything to receive it, we thank you, O God. You paid the price with your one and only precious Son that we may have life and life abundantly. Surround us with your presence, just like the robe that we find in our devotional today. Be our peace as we make our way through this world. From day to day and hour by hour, cover us with your strength. We, your children, declare that there is no one like you, our Heavenly Father. You take care of us like no one else can. So we ask you today to keep us near to you. Keep us close, O God. No matter what we're going through, we'll be all right if we can just stay near to you. Order our steps, keep us in line, oh God. And when we get out of step, which we do from time to time, just help us to get our direction again, Lord. We thank you for being everything we need you to be, God. You are alone, and there's no one standing next to you, oh God. There is no shadow in your turning. You are righteous all by yourself. But you love us and you care for us. You're there for us. Always, and you never leave us or forsake us. And for that we say, thank you. It's in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us today for our prayer call. Don't forget to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. for our regular worship service at Ray of Hope Christian Church. And meet us here again for our prayer call next Wednesday morning at 7:14 a.m. God bless you and have a blessed day.